The title of this clip is A Disruptive Strategy. It's a little context to help us think about this process that we use for resolving conflict. First, our brains are wired for habit. The neural connections in our brains get stronger each time we use them, which makes it easier for us to do something a second time and easier still each subsequent time. Second, the kind of communication that we use effectively every day, it does not work when we're in conflict. Everyday communication works so well because most of the time all the players are working with shared assumptions. But conflict is conflict because we're not working with shared assumptions. So, point number one, our brains are wired for habit. Our brains are wired to do what we always do. And point number two, the communication we always do doesn't work when we're in conflict. So you see the problem. When we're in conflict, we need a fundamentally different way to communicate, but we're so wired for habit that we always do the things that we've always done. Consequently, learning this new way of communicating is difficult. It demands that we create brand new neural connections, brand new habits. It's kind of like learning to write with your offhand. And things that seem like they should be easy but turn out to be really tough, they make us feel inadequate. So consequently, a lot of people bail out before they get the benefit of this new process. So that's our starting place. Getting ourselves ready to learn a new skill that is really difficult, it's way too easy to slip into comfortable brain habits, so we fail repeatedly. That's part of learning anything new. To paraphrase an old quote, this practice has not been tried and found wanting, it's been tried and found difficult. Consequently, for many, it's been left untried. That's where we start, acknowledging how difficult this practice is. But odds are, if you're here, you've tried all the familiar conflict tools. You've probably tried patient reasoning, or anger, or silent withdrawal, or passive-aggressive punishment. You've probably been over the same issues 100 times. Maybe you're even preparing yourself to lose a relationship because you can't see a way out of the impasse. But this fundamental differentness about this process, that's what makes the practice powerful. That's what makes it worth the high cost of learning it. Now, again and again, those who've hung in there report back that this is the most transformative practice they've undertaken. It breaks up toxic habits that keep us stuck. It increases intimacy. It transforms our understanding of the human condition. It unfolds a path of growth that does transform us and our relationships. It makes us and our partners self-aware. It matures us. It makes us capable of loving at a depth we did not even know could be experienced. One woman who went through the process wrote me an email and said, "If you recall, Doug, I was a big naysayer at the beginning. I was arguing about sharing my deep wounds with this person who could hurt me more than anyone else in the world. Why would I open myself up this deeply? Why just give him more ammo? And why would I ask for something as intimate as this from him when I know he wouldn't do it? But here I am," she said, "eating my words. It was one of the most helpful things we've ever done. Getting that honest did make things worse before they got better, but I now feel significantly closer to him. It's a level of intimacy I didn't even realize was possible." So I'm starting these audio clips with the sales pitch. It's hard, but it's worth the price of admission. But I also want to start with a caveat. The practice is beneficial even without a willing partner to do it with you. Deepened self-awareness changes how we communicate. It helps us engage conflict partners with fresh eyes, even if they don't do the practice with us. But without both partners' full participation, the effectiveness of the practice will be blunted. So, in these clips, I'm going to assume that both partners are engaging the practice. We'll refer to both partners as message sender and message receiver. You'll see that those roles flip in the middle. And these audio clips contain tips and pointers for both. Most of the work required for the message sender, that's covered on the page in our website, Self-Awareness, Self-Disclosure, Confession. In fact, if you're not already familiar with that prerequisite practice, if you haven't done several worksheets with a trusted spiritual friend or a community care team member, now's the time to stop and go to that page, learn that practice, do several worksheets, and then come back to learn these additional steps on top of them. Those self-awareness and self-disclosure skills are so essential because, in essence, we use the very same practice for conflict resolution. We use that vulnerable, intimate, deep, personal, innermost practice of self-awareness and self-disclosure with the person we're in conflict with, which is probably scary when you just hear it sitting there right now. But that's why this is such a difficult practice. But it is the practice. It is deep listening, listening to understand. It is deep self-exploration, disclosing to be understood. And again, it is powerful. Its power is to disrupt and to break us out of our stuckness. We all come to our conflicts telling ourselves well-rehearsed stories. We've come having some sustained, demonstrable injury. We've probably returned injury in kind. We come with our brain habits geared to take us where they've always taken us. But this practice starts somewhere else, and it travels a different path. This practice starts with the wisdom of St. Francis. It works very hard to understand, and it works very hard to be understood, which, it turns out, is a disruptive strategy. It breaks up old patterns. It breaks up old thought habits. It breaks up all those well-rehearsed narratives that we carry around in our heads, as well as the narratives that our partner carries around in his or her head. It turns out listening to truly understand our partner creates a powerful environment for change, which is why, to get the full benefit of this practice, you'll need buy-in from your conflict partner, which, by the way, is the benefit of this website. You can invite your conflict partner to work through this page so that they'll know what they're getting into. They can try before they buy. It takes two people to create the space in which both can hear and be heard. This process will teach you both how. It takes two people to create the environment for self-exploration without being dismissed or challenged, without dispute or rebuttal, without quarrel or dissension, and this process will teach you both how. It's been the testimony of many people in our community that this truly is a disruptive strategy. When we seek first to understand and then be understood, it disrupts even the most entrenched conflicts. So again, what have we got to lose? If the old approach was working, you wouldn't be here. I hope you'll do it.